B-Cure Laser is now available in the UK. To get your very special offer right now, just call 0808 501 5122.
Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Busters Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi, welcome back to Fear Buster. I'm your host, Lauren Rosenberg, and today I have a special guest, Laura Cruz, who is scared and terrified of wooden lolly sticks. Have you ever been scared of wooden lolly sticks? Do you feel like she's sinking? Let's see, and thank you very much, Laura, for sharing with our listeners your fear. So, Laura, how did that start?
Lauren, I think I've had it since I was a little girl. Strangely, my mum has this fear too. So, interestingly, when I filled out the form about my, you know, telling you the information about me, I did wonder whether I've just inherited it something from my mum. I've just taken on something that my mum was scared of. But I think I've had it as long as I can remember, from a child.
So, Laura, as a fear and phobia expert, I can tell you that very often we can get a fear as a copy behaviour. So it's not even, you don't need a trauma, you don't need an event, you don't need to see something. Energetic-wise, it can just be passed on. So do you know much more about your mum having this fear? Did she ever talk about when did it start, or did something happen to her? Or
No. And I think it's, she's never really mentioned it. It's just that funny thing that we both have, that we're both a bit freaked out by. I wouldn't say I'm phobic, because I can tolerate being near them, but I can't tolerate, and I can touch them, but the thought of like a lolly stick or a wooden stirrer like you would get in a coffee shop, the thought of actually putting that in my mouth, or, you know, when so the kids would lick a lolly stick to annoy me because they know that I'm really freaked out by it, and it honestly, it provokes a physical reaction in me. It's awful.
So Laura, do you mind explaining to our listeners what type of reaction would that be? What's going to happen in?
So, like for me, so if I was to eat, I could eat a lolly on a stick, like a Magnum ice cream.
So the lolly stick, you're talking about having an ice cream?
Yeah.
Is that mainly, or?
Yeah. So I wouldn't. So, you know, say if I was to have like a, you know, Magnum ice cream or something like that, I would eat most of it, then I would leave all the bit that was attached to the stick. And even just saying that makes my teeth feel a bit funny, and I kind of feel a bit odd. I don't know what it is. I think it's the I can feel my shoulders moving because I don't like it. It's the texture.
So tell our listeners, what does that feel like, and what is it that it really, you don't like it? I mean, you're able to hold.
Yeah, I can hold it.
Let's say you're eating an ice cream. You're able to eat the ice cream or not?
Yeah. So I could eat an ice cream.
Okay.
On a stick, but when you got nearer the stick, you know, often there's the bit of chocolate or the bit of ice cream that's stuck to the stick. Mm-hmm. I would just throw that away because I couldn't, and I've got goosebumps now even talking about it. I couldn't get near the end of that, whereas obviously my kids would, they would finish theirs and then they would lick the lolly stick in front of me to annoy me. But both my mum and I have the same reaction of just absolute revulsion around it. I shout at them because I have to, they know that it bothers me, but they don't quite understand how much it bothers me. Okay. Like it really, it makes me quite angry because it freaks me out.
And when you talk about the wooden stick, it reminds me of sometimes school using it for decoration or art, and would that be also a problem? Or
No, could do that.
So if you see them in a packet, like if you were going to an art shop and you were buying some art and craft and seeing it just those lovely wooden stick in a packet, that wouldn't be...
That would be fine. It's the process of, and thinking about, just talking to you about it now. So I don't even know if they do them anymore, but chip shops, when they have the chip forks. Mm-hmm. So I would never be able to use a chip fork. And if I was cooking, you know, you see on the TV sometimes people stir a pot with a wooden spoon and then taste off the spoon. Could never do that.
Ugh. Okay. And you know, now they're introducing more wooden fork, knife, spoon instead of the plastic. Yeah. Has that got anything to do with it, or no? It's just the lolly stick.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to use those. I actually was somewhere the other day and I saw them on the side. And whilst it's great for the environment, it's not great for me.
Okay. So it's not just a stick. It's something with wood.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But only when I apply it to my mouth. If I can just mm-hmm. sit on its own and it's fine and I can touch it. But the thought of actually putting it to my mouth. So same with the stirrer, like, you know, in a coffee shop when you stir it and, you know, sometimes you get the froth of the coffee, somebody might lick the stick. Can't cope with that.
The stick is wooden or plastic? Does that make any difference? Wooden. Okay.
Anything wooden.
And how bad is that fear? On the way to 0 to 10, how bad would that, you say?
I mean, it's
how intense?
It's hard to say because obviously the fear is not life threatening. I can manage without lolly sticks in my life. But the
when it comes, if is it just you? If somebody else, if your kids have it,
if I can see them doing that, if I can see them licking that stick, I can't cope with it. It makes me.
So how intense would that be if that was the case?
8 out of 10, maybe.
8 out of 10. Okay.
Quite high.
So, Laura, okay, so imagine that there was, imagine you were holding, what would be the worst scenario? Holding it or getting to the stage where you were around it, if you were eating an ice cream, what would be the worst scenario for you? What would really trigger?
I'm fine to hold it. It's the putting it near my mouth. If somebody said to me, quite honestly, I'll give you £1,000 if you lick that lolly, you know, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. So, thinking of licking that lolly, okay, where in your body do you feel this? Where in your body does it not feel right?
It's a strange thing to say, but I feel it kind of in my arms and my shoulders. I almost feel myself shrinking away from it.
Okay. And what colour does it look like, this feeling in your shoulder and your arms?
Sorry, what colour?
Yeah, what colour does it look like, this feeling in your shoulder and your arms?
I think it's quite bright. I think it's quite a light color. Maybe white. I don't know. It doesn't feel dark.
Okay. And does it have a shape to it? If you had to put a shape to it,
I don't know if it's got a shape, but maybe there's a barrier. Maybe I'm pushing like something away.
Okay. And Laura, if you had to pick a colour that would actually get rid of this feeling in your shoulder and your arms, which colour would it be? If you had to guess, what colour would help you to not have that feeling of shrinking away, not have that feeling in your shoulder and in your arms, what colour would that be?
I think maybe like a green. I'm quite drawn to green. I find it quite a calm
colour. Are you talking about light green or dark green?
Light green, kind of like grass. I'm just looking out the window now, like kind of grass, leaf green.
So, Laura, would you mind if I work a little bit on you now? Just so that I can help you. Okay. So with your permission, Laura, can you just close your eyes, take a deep breath and see this nice light green going into your throat, like a little bit like a nice light green river, flooding in, going into your throat, down your shoulder, down your spine, into your arms and out of your hands, and give yourself permission to allow that feeling that you felt, that felt like a gate, that felt like a shrinking you, allow that feeling to go. Just allow the green to do its work. This light green is just going in, flooding in, lifting and making it lighter. And all you have to do is just give yourself permission to allow that green to go in, lifting that feeling in your shoulder and your arms, and just allow it to become lighter and lighter and lighter. Remind yourself that you're safe, that nothing is going to happen. It's just a bit of energy block. That's all it is. And we're using the nice light green to help you to lift it and to make it light and soft. Energy in the body needs to flow, and in order to flow, it needs to be light and soft. So all we're doing, we're using that color supporting you and lifting that energy that's been blocked for quite a long time, maybe due to copy behavior, watching mom reaction. So just notice what I feel like to do that. And then whenever you're ready, you can take a deep breath and open your eyes and then let me know what I feel like.
That's quite interesting. In my head, I was thinking it was like pea soup, but which I like. It's a thing that I quite like. So I was trying to imagine that kind of flowing through me.
Okay. So now, Laura, if I say, imagine you holding a wooden stick, or imagine that your child is eating a lolly stick, ice cream, what's that feel like? Tune into that, think about that, and tell me what's that feel like in your body.
Definitely don't feel as, or my shoulders haven't moved. If you can see me, I haven't.
So to our listeners, just now Laura is feeling a little bit, what's the word we should use? It's almost like you're a bit disorientated, or you're like wondering what's going on. There's something.
So I think interestingly before when we talked about it, the minute I talk about it, I feel quite tense. So maybe that's why I feel it in my shoulders, because I'm kind of tensing up because I don't like it. And actually, I don't feel that now. My shoulders feel quite, and they haven't moved. Like normally they, you know, when you tense up, you tend to kind of pull your shoulders forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done that. I've just kind of sat in the same position.
Okay. And that's strange for you to, you look a bit like weird, like
yeah.
weird thinking like, that's oh.
Really I'm, odd. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So imagine you were holding one. Imagine you're actually holding, eating one and eating an ice cream like everybody else would do. They wouldn't have the fear. Tell me, where do you still feel something? Where does it still feel not quite right? Where does it still feel scary?
I think I feel less when I've talked about like my kids maybe having an ice cream, I feel less kind of, don't feel a reaction to that. But I think for me, eating one, I think getting close to the stick, you know, when you're eating the ice cream, you're getting to the bit really close to the stick is the bit that still makes me feel a bit, what's the word, like apprehensive about how I will feel when I do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So that feeling, where do you feel that in your body?
In my mind.
Okay. Actually. And okay. So Laura, close your eyes a second. And where in your mind do you feel this? And what color does it look like?
I don't know.
Is it at the front? Is it at the back? Is it everywhere in your mind?
I don't think it's a specific place. I think it's everywhere.
And what color does it look like if you were to know?
I don't know. I don't know if it has a color.
Okay, so let's use, so it could be transparent. But if we wanted to use a color to get rid of that feeling in your mind, what would it be? What color would it be?
It It might be chocolate coloured because if I want to eat a chocolate, you know, like Magnum or you know, other brands, it would probably be that, because I guess the bit near the stick might be chocolate coloured. Mm-hmm. So
just keep your eyes closed, take a deep breath, and let's see this nice chocolate river going into your mind, lifting that feeling, telling you that there may be danger near a wooden stick, and giving yourself the permission to allow to see that nice chocolate river going in, lifting and making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft that it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. And it's safe to do so. It's just a bit of energy blocking the body. That's all it is. When we get scared, our energy flow gets stuck. It's a little bit like a pipe, and when you turn the water off, you get an air block, and then when you open it again, it gets like, you know, you got that air coming out. So what we're just doing now is just allowing the energy in your body to flow nicely. So that's what we're doing. So see the nice chocolate going in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. And as you do that, just notice what that feels like in your body. And then whenever you're ready, you can just open your eyes and let me know what that feels like. So if you had if you were holding a lolly stick, I'm eating an ice cream, what would I feel like now?
I think it would feel okay.
Is that strange? Is that odd?
Yeah. Yeah. But the funny thing about it, Lauren, is because of my reaction to it, I haven't actually ever done the thing that I'm scared of, if that makes sense.
Mm. So what do you mean? Like,
when I'm eating an ice cream, I never allow myself to get near the stick because that's the bit that I'm scared of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go and buy some ice creams later to see if I could actually allow myself, do you know what I mean, to stop that barrier that says you don't like that.
So there's something that intrigues me about the wooden stick. So I would like to try something else with your permission.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I would like you to do is basically close your eyes and take your right hand or left hand, and at top of your head, basically tap just right in the middle of your top of your head, right to the top, and then keep tapping and keep your eyes closed. And I'm going to talk and I'm going to see if there's a memory coming up, because I'd like to link it I'd like to understand what that wooden stick means to you. So the feeling of eating an ice cream, that feeling that you've had for such a long time, that maybe from your mum, because you saw your mum reacting like this. What's that remind you of? When did your first time you ever felt that feeling in your mind, that maybe a bit transparent, that feeling that felt like a gate in your shoulder and in your arms? What's that remind you of? What's the first time you ever felt like that? If an image in your mind comes up, just let me know. That feeling that you've had all this time, all those years of being scared of that wooden stick, what's that remind you of? When was the first time you ever felt that feeling in your shoulder, making you feeling like shrinking? Any picture, anything coming up?
I've got a picture, but it's not about the ice cream. It's about my mum. And it's strangely, I mentioned this to her recently and she didn't remember it.
You can tapping top of your head and you can open your eyes. Like
when I was a little girl, I remember we had matching outfits once. I don't know why. It sounds awful now, but we had like a brown polo neck and brown trousers. But my mum and I had the same. I don't know why that was, because we weren't, you know. But I remember that being like a real connection thing to my mum.
Mm.
And strangely, I don't particularly like cats, and that's because my mum is frightened of cats. So I'm not frightened of them, but I don't particularly like them. And that's because as a child, my mum was scratched, like from kind of all the way down there by a cat, and my mum's absolutely terrified of cats.
So
I don't like cats because of my mum.
Yeah. So very often you either get a fear in a sense because you copy behavior, you see mum reacting when she's near a cat And you're thinking, okay, well, this is my mum. She knows better than I know because I'm only little in the subconscious.
Yeah.
And therefore, if she's reacting like this, then that must be right. And therefore, very little, you start thinking like cats are dangerous or they're not friendly or I need to keep away from that. So you can copy behavior.
Yeah.
It's really important as parents to not show those fear because
yeah,
that can really be passed on. But also it can be passed on energetic wise. So if mum, while she was pregnant with you, was around a cat and was scared of a cat or any event that happened around cat while she was expecting you, that fear would have been passed on subconsciously. So you already would have been born with that fear.
Yeah.
Self.
Yeah.
So that's really important to know that you pass on things while you're actually carrying the child. So energetic wise, you can be born already with a fear and it may come up gradually. Usually the child will actually show the fear around the age of 6 or 7 because that's where the conscious mind kicks in. Now the conscious mind has a logic part. The subconscious mind doesn't have any logic. The subconscious mind just wants to keep you safe. But the subconscious mind lives in the present time. So if you've had an incident and you haven't dealt with it, even though you're growing and you age and it could have been 10 years ago or 20 years ago, the subconscious mind doesn't make any difference. It's still in the present time. So the minute that you will see a wooden lolly stick, the minute you will see somebody eating an ice cream on a stick, that will take you straight back into a specific event or a memory that remind you your subconscious mind that there's a danger there. I need to do something to get me out of here. And there's no logic. So people will see you doing this or reacting. That's it. Oh, don't be silly. It's just a lolly. It's only an ice cream. It's nothing. You know, that is the logic part. And that's not going to help anyone that has a fear or a phobia.
Yes.
Because there's no logic in that sense.
Yeah.
There is, subconsciously, there is a logic when you find it. There is a memory or there is an explanation. But if you try to use a logic when somebody is in total fear, this is not going to work. It's better to try to do some breathing exercise or get you out of that situation and then just speak to the person. But so the memory that came up, how would you link it to? It's almost like you're into your mum's energy. You picked up so much into your mum's energy.
Yeah.
So sometimes...
And that's quite interesting because I think that maybe it's because I wanted to be like her.
Mm.
And that's why I've got this... Yeah, I've picked up her fear. Yeah.
So sometimes we can create an unhealthy energetic cord, like a cording that is unhealthy. And that sometimes can be subconsciously we create it because we want to be attached to that person, but it's unhealthy because you're actually into that same energy field. So what I do emotion code and body code with my clients, and I cut that cord energetic wise. And I replace it with a healthy one. So you can replace it with sending love to each other instead of having that cord sending each other fear. You know, there's lots of different things energetic-wise we can do. But I'm interested in that memory that came up. It's almost like you sort of wanted to copy her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that any good thing? I mean, I'm sure, like, we're talking about a fear, but you must have copied her also in... other things maybe that you
exactly,
like my mom, I'm doing similar things, or I'm doing, have you noticed that?
I mean I'm very similar to her in many ways, but also very different in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm.
but I think subconsciously it was to try and not keep a connection, because obviously I have a brilliant relationship with my mum, but yeah, so strange.
That's why when we talk about energetic cording, we can literally, when we carry an unhealthy energetic cording, we, if it was a session, I would work on it. We cut the the unhealthy cord, but we replace it with a healthy one so that you still, there's no problem, you still feel connected, to feel something that I would do in a session. But just to tell you that the memory is something that I would go inside the memory. How old were you in that memory?
Oh, probably eight, nine,
yeah,
maybe.
So I would go into that memory, and once you start working into a memory, sometimes another memory in early years comes up, and then you can reprogram the mind to completely clear the fear. You can really go inside the memory and basically reprogram it and let go of that fear. So this is why I was doing. I was just tracing that fear to a specific memory.
Mm.
Now that you have the memory, then you can actually go inside. I mean, I wouldn't do this on air because obviously it's a good hour session, and also there could be triggering other things coming up. So I wouldn't do that. You know, you would have to feel extremely comfortable, and but it's just good to know that the more you're aware and the more you understand the fear, then you can let it go faster.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I can't actually remember, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't, you know, there wasn't much money. So it wasn't like we didn't have, you know, ice creams all the time like my kids would now, you know. It was, so it would have been a treat thing. So I can't even recall where that came from.
So when somebody says, I don't know, I feel like I've had it for all my life, then usually it is a clue to look more into what was happening, mum's life, dad's life, what was mum like when she was pregnant with you, did anything happen during the pregnancy or even before conception, did she have any fear, and all those things, if they're not dealt with, they will be passed on.
Mm.
So very often a baby can be born late, and if the baby is late after the due date, then usually it's a clue already telling that baby's already has some fear or not trusting the world, or has some ideas that doesn't really feel like it wants to come out. There's lots of different things that would, but definitely if you feel that, if you can't recall a specific event or you feel like you've had that fear for all your life, then it's definitely something that doesn't belong to you. It's just a behaving, you've learned it. It's a copy behavior, and it's normal because that's what you've seen, and that's if that's the environment that you are in. If you see your mum reacting, seeing a cat coming in, or holding somebody's holding an ice cream, and you see a reaction, then you're going to copy the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. But Laura, what would that feel like now if you were actually holding an ice cream and eating it? Compared to where
it feels fine. I don't, when you mention that, I don't have an instinctive thought about the end of the ice cream and the stick. I still feel very relaxed in my body and my posture.
What would I feel like or mean to you to actually finish the ice cream?
I mean, like I said, it's not one of these things that's like, you know, life changing.
No, we're talking about unusual fear. It's just unusual.
Yeah. But I think, do you know what? I think it would stop me feeling a bit ridiculous, because it is a little bit ridiculous. And if I say to people, they go, oh, yeah, you know, probably do feel a little bit ridiculous by it, so I could stop being ridiculous about that particular
thing. That will boost your confidence too, then it will actually and then also it will stop people teasing you probably if they want to have a little go at you, or
exactly, stop the kids winding me up by deliberately licking the stick in front of me.
Taking control back, they don't have any control on you. Any other fear that are unusual that are connected to, or you said the drink steamers, like also.
Yeah, so I think my fear is slightly, well, my thought about, I have the same kind of icky feeling about paper straws now, because obviously we've gone as a society moved away from plastic straws, which again environmentally is a great thing, but I don't know why I have to have a paper straw in every drink that I have, because I don't want one and they just go soggy.
Yeah, that I think is not quite, they haven't quite found the right recipe yet for
exactly.
But you can drink it. Are you okay with using the straw?
No, I wouldn't use it.
Okay. So what's that feeling like? So that's probably more like a day-to-day. If you wanted to have a drink, or if you wanted to drink with, you know, getting a drink, and then there would be a wooden a paper straw. What's that feeling like if you did drink using a paper straw? Oh, you can't do
it. It's the texture. It makes my, just saying that, I immediately put my tongue to teeth, because it made me feel a bit, it's the texture. And I think that goes back to the thing about the lolly sticks. It's the texture of them.
Yeah,
it's something about that feel in my mouth.
Yeah. Being sensitive to, so sometimes we can become extremely sensitive to different texture. So you can become hypersensitive to certain texture.
It
happens also to babies sometimes when people think that sometimes they can have, when they reject the food, it's not the food, it is the texture in a mouth. And sometimes they can find people saying, oh, my baby's difficult, is not eating. But actually, it's a sensation in a mouth. So you have to desensitize. So sometimes you can find that you could be sensitive, like skin touching, or the minute something goes into your mouth, the texture. Some people will be more aware of it. And it's just like a sensitive, it's becoming more sensitive to it and more aware of it. So we need to do is desensitize that, because that's like a high level of sensation. So what's that feeling like if you said it's in your teeth, it's, what was that? It's not that pleasant at the moment to use the straw. I think everyone, it's not quite there yet. But it's still like, you wouldn't do it because.
No, I couldn't. So
something,
I don't need to use a straw, but occasionally, very occasionally, I'd have a milkshake from McDonald's, and I'd forgotten that they changed the straw. So then I couldn't use the straw. So then I tried to drink it without the straw. And of course it kind of goes all over your face because it's too thick. So my husband bought me a great little travel metal one that kind of telescopic one. Yeah. So I can just have that in my bag for the probably three times a year I have one. But and I don't, metal straws, I don't particularly like the feel of them, but they're better than the kind of soggy paper.
So that feeling, if you did have one now, what would that feel like?
I think it's a bit grey, a bit mushy, you know, a bit like not sludge, what's the word, like when the snow's melting and it's grey in.
It's interesting how you're putting that association together. The feeling in your mouth, you said straight away your tongue would move or would do something.
My tongue would touch the back of my top teeth because it would make me feel like, ugh, you know.
Yeah. So just thinking about that. Imagine you had in front of you that glass, that nice McDonald's shake that you want with that straw. And tell me what color would we need to actually release that feeling that is making your tongue almost protecting you and like putting, you know, touching your teeth.
I think maybe yellow, because I often have a banana milkshake, so maybe yellow.
Okay. So yellow is a good color anyway. Yellow means control, taking control.
All right.
Subconsciously. So let's imagine that nice yellow. So close your eyes, take a deep breath. Imagine this nice yellow going into your mind, going into your mouth, lifting that sensation, lifting that fear, making your tongue moving. So see that nice yellow going in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. Remind yourself you're safe. It's just a little bit of energy block that we're just unblocking. That's all it is, nothing else. And notice what that feel like. And then whenever you're ready, just let me know. So imagine that you had that shake just right in front of you, that banana shake, just now about to drink it. What would that feel like?
I still think I might be a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Perhaps I need to do more, think more about the yellow.
Yeah. So obviously, this is just a tiny little help in a sense, just to trigger something and to lose the energy. But there would be more work needed doing deep down behind that. What does it mean? Why does it hypersensitivity when something comes into your mouth? There is a link with the wooden lolly stick and the So I would look and do my sort of detective search and putting the link together and look into also the sensitivity of something coming in contact with in your mouth with the wood and that those sensation. Why is it so sensitive? Could have been a memory with maybe a bad experience eating something, or there is some things about danger somewhere. So that's why I would, you know, look more into it if you wanted to get rid of that fear. But it's just today I'm just giving you, I'm just helping you so that you'll be more comfortable around it, and also more comfortable if your kids are eating an ice cream, and so that they don't have that power over you in that sense. So Laura, you said you feel like trying, so let me know if you when you try to eat one.
Yeah,
just bear in mind that we just did a few minutes of color therapy, and I've just sort of started changing a few things. You may find that during the day, you may find that you start yearning quite a lot. You may find that you start yearning quite a lot, because what we do is when we start shifting energy around, and when we start unblocking energy, they're blocked in the body. It needs to come out somewhere. So sometimes we can feel a little bit of pinning needles. Sometimes we can just yearn a lot. So it just all the blockage that were there needs to come out. So if you find that you're a little bit tired today and yearning, that is perfectly normal. It's just the work that we started doing is still doing it. You're lucky. It's an unusual fear that doesn't disturb you in a day-to-day life. So that's good. So just tell us a little bit more about you and what you do to our listeners.
So I am a coach. So I work under my the name The Talent Trainer, which is the name of my company. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram or via my website. So my absolute passion is helping primarily women, although I don't not work with men, if that makes sense. But I generally work with women, looking at how they kind of build their confidence and self-belief, particularly in what I call part two of your life. So, you know, when you've had children, maybe in your kind of 30s or 40s, you know, life sometimes doesn't, your life sometimes isn't what you thought it would be, or it isn't where you wanted it to be. And you might want to make a change, and that might be as a result of change of circumstance, job, relationship status. Obviously, this year would have...
How old are your children? Are you...
16, 15 and 11, and I've got two stepdaughters as well. So
busy house?
Yeah, very busy house, yeah.
How did they react with COVID, and how they're dealing with it?
Yeah, they were good. I think actually lockdown worked all right for us. I think that for my 16-year-old, he didn't get to take his GCSEs. To take the actual exams, he got a good set of grades, and you know, he was really pleased with himself, and we were really proud of him. But for my daughter, she will do her GCSEs in June next year, so she's just a year behind. And it was quite hard. I think what she realized was that routine helps you. Without that routine, she struggled a bit. My youngest son, because of the year he's in, he did get to go back to school, and although it wasn't school as he knew it, it was structure, and he saw people, and it was fun.
Yeah, it says you do need structure. You do need not too much, but you still need a routine, and that way you know what's going on and what's happening during the day.
Yeah.
And as you're coaching, you know that when you do planning, you can do so much more, and you can plan your future. You can plan your life, your career, your journey, exactly like what you're mentioning. So.
That's exactly what I'm working on at the moment, Lauren. So I've got a dream model that I've created, which can really help you to identify that place that you want to get to. Obviously, coaching is very much about looking forward and your goal and your outcome. So my dream model is very much based on where do you want to get to, and what are the things you need to be doing to kind of put your energy into it and to get you to that place.
It's brilliant. I love this, those work, because it's so important, because you can, a person has the ability to get to where they want. I work on the fear side. So I'm like clearing the fear to allowing them to do it. And
yes.
You like doing the other side, where you're showing them and getting them to actually realize where they want to go and that road. So you're doing an amazing job. Where can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. So The Talent Trainer, all one word. You can have a look at my website, www.thetalenttrainer.com. Just come and have a follow of me. I've got a group as well on Facebook, The Confident Crowd. So if you are, it's girls only, I'm afraid, but if you're looking for a really kind of safe space and a great group of women who kind of support and lift each other up and engage, you know, in a smaller community, then that's definitely the place for you. So I invite you to come and join me in there.
Excellent. Yeah, Facebook is good. It's great. It's great to interact and to talk about all those things. I also have a Facebook group where people can just ask any questions about fear and phobia, and even any problems with their children or what's going on in their life. So that's the start. It's just asking questions and getting some help out there, and you can really turn things. And even being in a pandemic just right now, that's the time to actually take some more time to learn and work on yourself. I feel this is like the time to take that time, if you're not that busy or if you can't work, to work on yourself. And then once things are settled and we can go back to whatever normal will be, you will have all the skills and you're prepared, and you can actually really shine even more.
It's
building yourself up and using that time. There's never any failure. It's just experiences.
Absolutely.
It's just learning skills, learning new skills. So,
I think often people feel that to make a change is so dramatic, you know, I'm not ready for that change. But each day, each week, each month, you do something towards it. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable how those small changes add up to that big shift that you want. So
definitely,
you know, not to be scared of it.
Yeah. I mean, look at today. Within a few minutes, we did a few shifts of with our fear. It doesn't, you know, I'm not keen on the word of therapy, because people have the idea of really like talking about problems and this and that. I just like, I prefer to talk about energy, and we're just shifting the energy so that you feel comfortable. You don't have to go into deep things. You don't even have to share so much about what happened to you, but you can still make a difference and you can still shift that energy. And I know that today we have changed something in you, because I saw your reaction. And it's really important to know that any fear, even if you picked it up from mum or from inherited sometimes, you don't have to carry on keeping it. You can deprogram and you can reprogram yourself, and you can actually let go of that fear when is the right time and when it feels right. But Laura, thank you so much for today, for sharing this unusual fear with our listeners. It was really fascinating to actually see how some little, you know, stick can have such a big impact on somebody's life. You know, it's just and a straw. And people do not know. People wouldn't know. And sometimes if you go for a meeting, you could have that reaction and people wouldn't know because you have to hide it. So those type of things. But thank you so much. This is Lauren Wesenberg, Fear Buster. If you wish to know more about how to get rid of your fear, please get in touch with me at lauren@fear-busters.com, or you can join my Facebook group, Fear Busters. And I look forward to meeting you next week and to talk about an unusual fear. Have a great week. Bye.